Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time now for, oh, there goes my voice. Okay, I'm back. The Voice of Spirit with Geralyn. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, Geralyn.
Thank you so much. So you need the Voice of Spirit because you were starting to lose your voice. The whole thing. So my name is Geralyn Joseph. I am a psychic intuitive as well as a relationship empowerment coach. And today we're going to be talking about spiritual hygiene and what that means, why it's important, and also what you can do in order to maintain your spiritual hygiene. So thank you for being here with us on News for the Soul on Voice of Spirit. So where I would like to get started is just simply talking about like our spiritual journeys. Once you begin your spiritual journey, there are certain circumstances, emotions, and coincidences that you become more aware of and that you should remain more aware of. Your life looks and feels different. Things that you were not sensitive to before, you could be sensitive to now. And we need to be aware of the signs of spiritual clutter and things that pull our vibration down or make us feel heavy. When we talk about spiritual hygiene, what we're talking about is it encompasses the whole being. So it's not just praying or meditating or something like that. It's your whole being is your spirit. So it's physical, mental, emotional, etheric, spiritual, and as far out as we can go. In order to maintain spiritual hygiene or keep our soul cleansed, as I like to call it, is very important for us to be able to do what we need to do in our lives in order to be successful and in order to move forward in so many different ways. So we're going to explore the necessity of spiritual hygiene to keep your soul clean, but also keep in mind that this also does encompass other things. For instance, you can meditate every day, but if you don't eat anything that is healthy, you're still probably going to get sick. So it's not just about being careful about one layer of your existence or one part of your existence. It's about being aware of all of your existence. It's about being aware of yourself physically. Are you feeling off mentally? Do you have brain fog? Emotionally, are you overreactive or overly emotional? All these things combined are part of our spiritual experience also. And I feel like when people try to cut things up and compartmentalize them too much, then we miss out on the real meaning of what we're supposed to be doing. So knowing that and seeing that, we need to really be aware of where we stand and what's happening with us. So going from there, we'll start with the physical because we're all used to the physical. So when you're feeling drained and you're tired all the time and those are your experiences, that is a good indicator that you're out of balance and that your spirit needs a little bit of cleansing and it needs some TLC, tender love and care. So that's one of the first indicators of spiritual clutter that we tend to recognize because we're more in the physical plane. And as long as we're more on the physical plane, that we're more likely to pay more attention to the physical as opposed to the spiritual and the energetic. Then we look at mental, like how does it affect us mentally? Well, mentally, what happens is we might ruminate, which means that we think about the same thing over and over and over again, and we don't actually get anywhere with it. It's being obsessive with our thoughts. When we ruminate, all we're doing is giving energy into the negativity. We're giving energy into the lack of finding a solution. When we ruminate, it's just like we just keep going over something and over and over it. We might be consciously thinking that we're looking like it doesn't happen again, or where did I go wrong, and that kind of thing. But in reality, we go over it once or twice, and if we're really looking for solutions, we will find different things that work for us. When we ruminate, we're just beating ourselves over the head with something, and we just keep going on and on and on. All it does is steal from us. It's not giving back anything of any usefulness. When we talk about the emotional self, we're talking about depression, anxiety, overreacting, being very overreactive, not really thinking before we lash out. Things like that are an indicator that we need to get back into balance. So spiritual hygiene is about being in balance and having all these pieces of ourselves really be connected and integrated and working together well. How do we do that? Well, first, we'll talk about physical things. Like I said, eating properly, eating regularly. There's something called intuitive eating, which is knowing what your body is craving and going for that. Problem with that is we could be addicted to caffeine. We can be addicted to sugar. We could be addicted to carbs. When we have those addictions, the way we need to start out this process, of course, talk to your doctor first, because we all have different bodies that do different things with our sugars and whatnot. But one of the best ways to start is with a cleanse. So not eating any sugar, not taking in any caffeine, and allowing ourselves to detox from the things that are bad for us, all the processed foods, all that kind of stuff. There's different ways to do that. You could use dandelion tea. You could use, there are so many different ways to cleanse, like a liver cleanse, a gallbladder cleanse. Those things are very good for taking the toxins out of our body physically. Generally, when we do that, it feels worse before it gets better. But in order to get better and be stronger, we need to be willing to go through what we need to go through in order to get what we need and in order for things to be more balanced for us. It's just like if you're undergoing a detox from drinking too much alcohol or being on a certain medication or being addicted to a medication, there's a rough patch as your body is kind of fighting you on it and trying to get you to keep taking in the toxin instead of allowing you to just release it. So just be aware of that. Just because you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean you're not doing the right thing. And as I said, when it comes to the physical things, you really should have a nutritionist, a doctor on board who can tell you how to do it safely. Then when we talk about mentally, and we talk about rumination, as I said, and we're talking about our thoughts. What are our thoughts feeding? An emotion is fed by thought. So if you're angry, anger generally lasts in the body, I think it was 7 seconds. You can look that up. I could be off by a couple of seconds, but it's not very long. Emotions are a flash in the pan. And then we choose whether or not we're going to hang on to those and feed them with something else. And what does it mean to feed them? Focus on them. Think about it. I have different clients that I tell, if you have to think about something a lot before you get angry about it, it's probably not something you need to be angry about, because now you're nitpicking and you're going into things and trying to figure out, okay, I want to react to this, but I'm not sure how I want to react to this, so I'm going to get angry. I'm going to pick this apart and see what's there, because I didn't get angry at the time, so I'm going to pick this apart now. That is not good for communication. It's not good for a relationship, and it is not good for you. That does nobody any favors in any stretch of the imagination. So if you have to think about something in order to get mad about it, probably not worth getting angry over. To say that there are things that we don't hide from ourselves, but that's on a total different level. And that's a whole different discussion. That's PTSD and trauma and that type of thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our thoughts feeding our emotions. Our thoughts actually feed our physical self, our emotional self, and our spiritual self. Because what we think is our food. Some people can think in words. Some people think in pictures. Some people hear sounds. So there are different types of brains that pick up things in different ways. All of this is being lumped together, I'm going to say, with what I'm talking about. So if you're not thinking in words, but you're thinking in pictures, same thing. You could be feeding something because you keep processing it in your mind, even though it doesn't need to be there. When we are emotionally expansive and we get reactionary, generally it's because there's something just beneath the surface that is not being addressed. So when we find these triggers, we need to really look at these triggers and figure out, okay, why am I feeling this way? Where did this come from? What am I really angry at? Because it might not be that, you know, your friend didn't give you back the $5 yesterday. It could be that you felt disrespected. Why did you feel disrespected? Well, because they weren't listening to me when I said I needed it back. Okay, where does that come from? And then you could go down the rabbit hole and figure out where the core of it is to be able to root it out. So as we acknowledge and see that there is this spiritual clutter that is infecting us and in our energy field and coming into our energy field, we need to figure out ways in order to release it, let it go, but let it go in such a way that we are healing from it and that we are not inviting it back in. So it's just like someone who is addicted to alcohol. They can get clean, but if they then are clean for a week and go out and start drinking again, the whole cycle starts over again. So they have to maintain that cleanliness. Just like physically, you brush your teeth every day. Most people take a shower. At the very least, you wash your hands every day. You make sure you use the potty every day. These are things that we do for our physical hygiene, which are also a part of the broader picture. Because when we're not doing those things, you'll notice people who are very depressed, they stop maintaining their physical hygiene. And that's because their mental and emotional hygiene is in the gutter. It's just not there because they're in their heads too much. They're feeding these thoughts. They're allowing this emotion to overwhelm them. And when I say that, when I say allowing to overwhelm, I'm not discrediting that. It's very difficult when you suffer from depression or when you suffer from anxiety, that it's not this easy peasy thing that is going to, you know, just go away because you decide you don't feel like being depressed today. But what I'm saying is that you have to make the decision and make the changes in your life that will help you get pulled out of that. And sometimes that means seeing a therapist, talking to somebody, seeing a spiritual healer, somebody who has integrity. Maybe it's in tandem, seeing a spiritual healer and a therapist. I can tell you for myself, I have worked with different therapists over time who will refer people to me because they've come to a point where what they're doing is only doing so much, and they need a little bit more oomph. And so they come to me, and we give them that extra boost as an energy healer and dealing with really dealing with the other side of things, the unseen side of things. So being aware of your spiritual clutter is number one. Once you're aware of it, then it's easier to dismiss it, get rid of it, relieve it, however you want to talk about it, heal it. What would we do? What would be considered spiritual hygiene? Well, one of the things you could do is to wash. Water is amazing. It does amazing things. So when you're taking your shower, if you are mindful with taking your shower and you imagine that the water is blessed and it is wiping away all of the grime, all of the negativity, all of whatever it was that you picked up during the day, and it's going down the drain. It allows you to ground. It allows you to cleanse. And it feels good physically, mentally, emotionally. The shower is awesome. Or a bath. If you don't have time or resources to do that every day, what I would suggest then is when you've had a difficult situation with someone, that you wash your arms up to and just past the elbow, or at minimum, do this every day. I would say at the end of the day, and then if you can, in the beginning of the day, if not just at the end of the day, is good before you go to bed, so you're not carrying any of that with you. When I say to do it when you're around somebody who's difficult, that basically helps if there's energy coming into your field. It generally will travel up the arms through the chakras that you have in your hands. That they're portals that allow energy in and out. So when you cleanse that, when you use lukewarm water and you just rub your hands underneath the water and you rub your arms and you imagine that you're washing away, you're pulling all the negativity out of your body and you're washing it away with that water so that it can be cleansed and recycled. You're allowing yourself to be relaxed. And it is a very important part of your spiritual hygiene because it's allowing you to release anything that does not serve your highest good and that needs to be released from your field because it just doesn't belong there. It's very simple. It doesn't belong there. So that's the most mundane thing you could do. And you're going to do that on a daily basis anyway for most people, but do it mindfully. That's the difference. You might be taking a shower every day, but you might not be thinking of it actually cleansing you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You're thinking, ooh, I'm ripe. It was hot today. Just using the soap and getting just one layer clean, which is just the body. Allow the water to bless you. Allow the water to pull away anything that does not serve your highest and will allow you to utilize that ritual of taking a shower to cleanse you and help you move through life much lighter, much easier, and more fluidly. Spiritual hygiene, I want to go back a second. So hygiene is not just being clean. Hygiene is about preserving your best health. But the second thing it is it's not passing on. So it's not passing on germs, disease. It's not passing on negativity. So the same thing where you're going to wash your hands because you just sneeze and you don't want to give your cold to somebody else, when you take in somebody's gossip or something that's negative, rather than just spewing it out and putting it on the next person like a social contagion, you're going to sit with it and be like, that doesn't feel good. I don't want to share that. That's not something I'm going to give to somebody else. Are there things where you're justified in being angry or you're trying to get support for something that needs to change? Could be. And when that happens, you will know. What we're talking about is having good spiritual health, which will trickle down into good health in other areas of your life. Meditation, visualization, mindfulness, these things are very important. This also, I've heard people say, I can't meditate, I can't sit like that, I can't do this, that, and the other thing. Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. Because meditation is not just sitting in the lotus position, which most of us can't get into, but it's about, it's where your heart and your mind goes, and it's getting your heart and your mind in connection with one another so that they communicate better. So that your feelings and your thoughts, your feelings are helping your thoughts be more neutral and helping your thoughts be more helpful. And we want to get a connection here, and we want it to be, we want our lives to be more heartfelt or heart-led. Does that mean being overly emotional? No. Does that mean attacking people who don't have the same ideas as us? No. That looks like when you see somebody who needs help, you help them. That looks like being aware of the difficulties other people are going through. You don't have to take them on, but it's an awareness. There are some things that we can change that we can help people with, and there are a lot of things that we can't, and we need to be cognizant of that. So meditation, there are literally thousands of different ways that you can meditate, thousands. So if you prefer movement, movement is great. I mean, talk about letting out stress. So whether you're doing Taekwondo or some other martial art, or you're going to the gym and exercising, or you're just dancing in the kitchen, movement of the body helps. So we want to have that movement. There are all different ways that we can meditate while we're moving. There's ecstatic dance. I have a video up about sweeping meditation. So one of my favorite ways to get into the now and to really hunker down is to do a mundane task, which will help me to be able to, my body is occupied while my mind and spirit are elsewhere. I will wash dishes. I will fold clothes. I will do laundry. I might be making cookies. That one's not good for my waistline, but it works well because it's very tedious. When you're doing something that's tedious, it's easier to allow your spirit to be elsewhere and your body will be on remote. Anyone can meditate. And it's okay if in the beginning it takes a while before you can really get in, get deep down to your thoughts because you have all these things at the top of your head. The number one thing that is easiest to do for most people is grab a pen and a paper. All the stuff that's passing by, I need to go to the bank, computer is broken, I need to do this, laundry needs to be done, blah, blah, blah. Make that list. Write it down. You could write it down in detail. This is what I need to do. Get it out of your head onto paper and allow your mind to then go elsewhere. So many of us don't do this, and it's such a simple thing. Having a journal is very good for your spiritual hygiene. When you have a journal and you're writing down how you're thinking and feeling each day, then you can see the differences that you're making. Because sometimes as we're on our spiritual journey, the changes are subtle. And we feel, you know, you look back, I really didn't get anywhere. But when you look at your journal, you can see the difference in the way you were feeling then as opposed to now where you're more in the flow. When we have the help of others or can be in a group, that often is very helpful. We are a herd animal. We like being around other people. Even introverts, they might not like, say, interacting with a lot of people, but having one or two people around, maybe they do a small yoga class. Maybe you get together on Zoom where you're not physically in the room with people, but you can sense that energy, you can feel that energy of camaraderie come together. Spiritual hygiene is also about boundaries, setting boundaries around yourself and from around you, not allowing someone to take too much of your time and or energy. You need to know how to pull back and how to release these people because it starts dragging you down. You start feeling low. You start feeling low energy. Like you can't really think. You don't want to, you're on decision overload. You don't want to make any more decisions. it's natural for these things to happen at different points in our lives when we're going through major changes, but it shouldn't be happening all the time. We need to be aware of when we start feeling this pull and this sense of being drawn downward or being heavy, and to respond to it with a conscious response. Say, no, we don't need this. I don't need this. This is not me. I want to be in the flow. I want to be reconnected to source, to spirit, to God, however you want to say the holy, the divine. So in order to do that, when we're practicing our spiritual hygiene, we can pull cords. Some people call this cutting cords. I prefer to pull cords because pulling cords means you're getting the whole splinter out from your soul as opposed to just cutting it. You're giving back whatever was taken, and you are taking back whatever was given in the exchange that created that cord. Cords are created in a myriad of ways, and we could do a show just on that. But pulling cords, we could do this very simply, and there are several different ways to do it. So the way I do it when I'm going through with my clients pulling cords, we sit. They get very comfortable. Whoever it is or whatever it is that they want to pull cords from, it could be a person, place, or a thing. 90% of the time it's a person. You see them sitting across from you. And when you see them sitting across from you, feel in your body where there's tension. And that's where you're connected to one another. We call our spiritual guide, our guardian. We ask them to help us, and we pull the cord out. And as we're doing that, we fill that space with white light, which is pure unconditional love, and it heals the area to them as we take back whatever we get. And so it's an equal exchange back the other way. We then see them either in a pink fluffy cloud or in a bubble. Depends on how far away you want to get them from you. You could put them in a bubble that is mirrored inside so they can't come after you again, or depends on the severity of the connection. So you put them into the bubble and you take a deep breath and you blow them away and you see them floating away. And as you do that, there's often a sense of relief, and there's often a sense of feeling so much lighter once you do that. Now, the key to that is often when you do pull cords or cut cords with people, they will try to get back. So it could be somebody you haven't even spoken to in years, and then all of a sudden you'll come across them, or they'll come across you, and it'll be really weird, but it's because they can feel the loss of that connection. They may not know what it is or have words for it, but they will feel it, and then they try to reconnect. Then it's up to you to maintain the boundary. So if it's somebody who's closer to you, like a family member, you may want to reconnect, but what you're doing is you're reconnecting on a healthier level playing field rather than reconnecting in the same lopsided energetic that you were before. Pulling cords, it's a great way to maintain your spiritual health. And also, with pulling cords, you could do it with a specific person, or you can do just whatever cords are on your body, just pull them all out. And what I tell my clients when they first start, because if you've never done it in your lifetime, you probably have cords everywhere, is to take a section of their body, take a week, and each night you do a section. And in the beginning, sometimes you feel even more tired from doing it, but then by the time you're done, you will not be able to imagine how much more energy you have, because you're not allowing people to draw from you where you're not getting anything back. Cords should be even, like the infinity sign, where energy is coming and going. It shouldn't be going all in one direction, whether that's going all towards you or all towards them. We need balance. Spiritual hygiene is about being in the flow. What does it mean to be in the flow? I know everybody talks about this and says this. Well, being in the flow means that you're going with the flow of energy. in order to do that, we need to figure out what frequency do we want to be on. Do we want to go with the flow and be in a very negative current where it's all about fear and, oh, no, this person's going to be president. Oh, no, it's the end of the world. Where you're Chicken Little all the time, or do we want to be in the flow of energy where you're more towards the Dalai Lama, where it's about peace and hope and prosperity and helping others and recognizing that we also need help. So we need to figure out, where do we want to be? What level are we on? Where do we want our frequency to be? And working on our frequency is something that you need to do on a daily basis. At the very least, you need to be aware of it. So in the beginning, you may want to get a good clearing, heavy-duty clearing from an actual practitioner like myself, or I have several people that I refer who are high integrity, good at what they do, very loving, very good people. And so when they're directing this energy towards you, it's coming through a clear conduit. Because remember, when you're getting a clearing or when you're doing different energy work, it's not necessarily the person's energy that you're getting. They're a conduit for you. You are using this energy. You are going to help with it. You have to allow it. You have to help it flow. But it's source energy. It's pure unconditional love. It is healing energy. I mean, there's different frequencies that someone may use with you, but basically it's all about being higher vibration and allowing the person to be the most that they can be and to learn their place in the world and to be able to do something with that. So we talked about doing it physically with washing. We talked about doing it mentally with meditation. We talked about doing it energetically with pulling cords. There are, of course, other ways that you can maintain your spiritual hygiene. Know what you're feeling. Be very present and in the now with yourself and your emotional body, mental body, physical, and spiritual bodies, so that you can tell if something's pulling on you or if you're taking things on, especially things that aren't yours. But also, we need to be aware of the people that we're around, because sometimes people bring with them a lighter field, a lighter emotional field, a lighter energy, a more loving, nurturing energy. We used to laugh. Because in my mother's house, she had this couch and wasn't the most comfortable couch in the world. But for some reason, every time our friends came over, no matter how stressed out they were or what was going on, being in my mother's house and sitting on that couch, they would fall asleep. Even if it was the first time they were over there, they will fall asleep on that couch. It was hilarious. But it was because it was so comfortable. It was such a nurturing environment. And it was so welcoming that they immediately felt good and felt like they could relax. And there are different people that you meet where it's like that. I have a sister-in-law who is a nurse who is just amazing. And when she walks in the room, it's like, she's here. Everything's going to be okay. We're all good. And it's because of who she is and the way she is in the world. She's a natural-born healer. She has this natural energy. But she also works on it. She does not do anything that's going to pull her energy down. There's no illicit drugs. There's no drinking. There's none of that. She makes sure she stays clean and clear. And she does everything with love. I had someone tell me when I was 15 that when you do things with love in your heart, you're always going to do the right thing. And when you do things with love in your heart, you are a blessing. And don't we all want to be a blessing to one another as opposed to being something negative? So these are the reasons why spiritual hygiene is so important. if you want things to go well, if you want to feel good, if you want to be in the flow and you want a higher vibration, you want to live in integrity, which means truth, then spiritual hygiene is something you need to become more aware of and actually cognitively and knowingly move forward in your spiritual hygiene to make sure that you're doing what needs to be done in order for you to feel your best and do your best. Now, the last thing that we want to go over, we're going to do a real quick energy clearing. What we're going to be doing is just a very simple white light healing. And the white light, I recommend when I do my empowerment classes and whatnot, white light is what I start with all the time. It's very simple. It's easy to imagine and feel. And it can be very, very powerful. So I recommend that people do this at least once a day, but it's best if done twice, like in the beginning of the day and the end of the day. But if you can do it every time you think about it, just pull in that white light energy, it's a good boost energetically, and it helps you to be clear and clean and maintain that. Once you do it, if you're doing it every day, you get used to it to the point where all you have to do is close your eyes and think white light, and boom, it's there. You can feel that energy. Okay, so let's do a little meditation. Knocking stuff over. Let's do a little meditation. And I'm going to start with one of my bowls. Take a deep breath. And release slowly. And again, hold it and release slowly. When we do deep breaths like this, we are telling our bodies that it's okay to relax and that we are safe. Okay, one more time. Take a deep breath. And release. Comforted. There's a ball of white light above our heads. It looks like the sun. From it emanate shafts of light that enter us through the tops of our heads and fills us with its energy. Feel this energy as it courses through you, cleansing, balancing, protecting. Comes in through your crown and fills your whole head, fills your brain and your ears and your sinuses and your mouth. Feel it as it moves down into your throat, cleansing and clearing and healing along the way. Feel the white light energy as it spreads across your shoulders and your back, and down into your arms and your torso, into your chest and your waist. And it moves through your forearms and your hands, and you feel your hands tingling as the energy moves through it, empowering you, enlightening you, cleansing and protecting you. Feel this energy as it moves through your hips, and through your thighs, down your knees, into your calves, filling your ankles, and through your feet and your toes. Feel this energy as it moves through your pedi points, which is your chakra that is between your feet and your instep. Feel the energy as it gets pulled down to your Gaia point, your connection with Mother Earth. And feel the slight tug and the pull as the energy swirls through you, loosening, lifting, and pulverizing any and all obstacles that are in the way of the free movement of your soul. The energy swishes through you like water going through a washing machine, swirling around, loosening and removing any and all negativity. And feel it as it moves down through your body, down into the earth, through our petty point, back to the Earth Mother to be recycled and reused for something of greater value. Glowing from within. You are the trunk of a tree. Your feet turn into roots, into Mother Earth as they connect out. And your arms are raised to the sky, who gives us heat and warmth. And the ball of white light expands and descends until it encompasses your entire body. It fills the entire room. It moves through your living space, your workspace, your transportation, whatever form it takes. Like a little tornado, it moves through within the sphere. And it breaks up any and all negativity and clears it away. Be reused and recycled. The ball of white light is around us now, and it expands and expands. It is above and below, to the right and the left, in front, behind, and within. Feel the energy as it swirls through you and around you, enlightening all that it touches, raising the vibration and the energy around you, absolute clarity. Feel the embrace of the Lord, the all that is, the Christ, Mother Malia. Feel the embrace of the Eternal Mother, the Nurturer, the unconditional love therein that sustains you and holds you, that gives you the strength to move forward and the clarity of spirit and soul to shine brightly as an example for others. This mother figure may not be your biological mother. She is the Earth Mother, the mother of all. The energy. Tell this mother your figure. Tell this mother figure your woes, your worries. Allow her to impart her wisdom upon you. Allow her to open the doorway to whatever it is you seek, your highest and greatest good. May your presence be a blessing to others. Whenever you want to feel this connection again, simply press your hands together as if in prayer and see and feel the light and love all around you. you'll remember the mother's wisdom and take it back with you as you go back into your body and you feel your feet and your legs, your hands, and your arms. And the ball of white light contracts and contracts once more until it is above our heads once more, leaving a soft white glow and all it touched as it ascends into the heavens, taking with it all that does not serve our greatest good. Amen, and relax. Take a deep breath and relax. Take a deep breath and relax. Come back into the here and now, into the physical, remaining connected to the spiritual, mental, emotional, and etheric. When you're ready, open your eyes and move around a bit. And know that you are a child of God and you are safe. You are a spirit having a human experience. You are good and can be kind and gracious while being strong and sometimes stern when need be. You're a divine being. You may set your boundaries and keep to them. So that's what we have for today. I hope you enjoyed that little clearing. I love the white light meditation. Every time I do it, it's different, which is the same with all the journeys that I take my clients on. Every time we do it, it's a little bit different. It's always spirit-led. Whatever spirit, wherever spirit wants us to go, that's where we go. Also, if you are looking to work with someone and you would like to work with me, I do have a High Vibe Tribe, and we get together every other week where we come together and we support one another and talk about different things that we can do to help stay clear in a chaotic world. And you will find more information about that on my website at GerilynSt.Joseph.com. Saint is S-T. I am also getting set to do a major clearing, which will be, we'll do the white light clearing, we'll do pulling of cords, we'll do a soul retrieval, and then we'll do releasing of contracts. That will be over the course of a few sessions. I tried to do it all at once before, and it was a little too much for people to deal with all at once. So we're allowing people to integrate between each. But if you're interested in that, please get in touch with me at Gerilyn at Voice of Spirit. And if there were any questions or comments, if you would like to see anything else or any other topics that you want me to talk about, please contact me. I'm very easy to find. And thank you again for coming today and being a part of this and listening and also coming along the journey with us. We appreciate it. If you would like to learn more, I also do relationship coaching, and that is on Relationship Coach, G as in girl, S as in Saint, J as in Joseph, Relationship Coach, GSJ.com. I have several websites, as you can see. They're each geared towards something a little bit different. So if there are no questions, I see there may be one. I'm going to open that one up and see. Oh, okay. I wanted to let everyone know also that I'm not going to be doing Mystery, Mystics, and Metaphysics after next month. Our last day will be September 10th. So if you're interested in keeping in touch, please go to my contacts on any of my websites and sign in. Otherwise, the best place to find me is YouTube, Geralyn St. Joseph. And I think that's all I have to say today. So, goodbye and good night, and I hope you have a good month. I will see you next time, Voice of Spirit.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.